SBS Radio.
And you're feeling well today?
Oh, excellent, thank you.
Lovely. And you've not had COVID?
No.
75-year-old Rita Moore is one of the first Australians to get a fourth COVID-19 vaccination dose.
I think it's very important, being an elderly person, and in the community I meet with a lot of older people. I want to save them from getting COVID.
Vaccine bookings have surged at the chemist since the additional dose was approved by vaccine advisory group ATAGI last month. Rohit Upal is a pharmacist in Sydney.
Since the government rollout of the fourth booster, there has been a lot of interest and lots of phone calls and lots of bookings, so people are definitely interested.
As of Monday, those aged over 65 became eligible for a fourth dose, as well as Indigenous people over 50, those who are immunocompromised, and residents of aged and disability care facilities. The additional dose is recommended 4 months after the third jab or COVID-19 infection. Dr. Charlotte Hespy is chair of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners in New South Wales and ACT.
As we get older, we don't mount as good a response to the vaccine nor to the infection. So we need to continue to remind our immune systems to mount that response.
At this stage, there are no plans to offer a fourth dose to the wider population, with only 68% of adults having received a third dose. But doctors say going forward, an annual booster is likely as COVID-19 becomes endemic, similar to the flu. The timing of this fresh booster drive coincides with the annual flu vaccine becoming available. And Dr. Hespy says those who are eligible for that and a booster should get both.
Flu is back. We've been protected from it over the last 2 years because it hasn't come in with the usual summer tourists in December, January, February, whereas it's made its way in. We know it's in our community.
Nikki Canning, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.